Another great weekend has gone by, and just in case you didn't keep up with what was going on in the news, here with our weekend wrap-up is WRAL's Gerald Owens. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks, Melissa. Hope you had a good weekend.
Actually, I celebrated my birthday on Friday, so it was a pretty good weekend.
Gerald. Oh, happy birthday. Belated.
Thank you. So get us caught up on some of the news that we might have missed over the weekend.
Well, police arrested two men in connection with a double homicide at Fuquay Arena. The crime took place last month. A third man turned himself in Sunday morning. You may recall a couple of older gentlemen, 78-year-old Arthur Brown and 66-year-old David McCoy, were found shot to death on July 19th at a home in Fuquay. They believe robbery was the motive there. Kevin Britt, Gregory Crawford, and Donovan Richardson, all between the ages of 20 and 21, face several charges, including first-degree murder and robbery. Sunday night, inmates at Polk Correctional Institution in Butner caused quite a disturbance. Officials say some new inmates didn't want to go to sleep. And this happened about an hour before lights out. Inmates started throwing things, ripped a TV off the wall, and piled furniture against the door so guards couldn't get in. Detention officers were able to finally get control of the situation, and no one was hurt there. The police chief at North Carolina Central University is facing DWI charges. He was stopped Saturday morning. Timothy Bellamy was arrested at 12:40 a.m. at a driver's license checkpoint in Greensboro for suspicion of driving while impaired. Troopers say he blew a .09 blood alcohol level. That's just above the legal limit of .08. He was released on a written promise to appear in court. And some local students shared their big ideas at an event in Durham yesterday. BIG is an acronym for Big Ideas for the Greater Good, B-I-G-G. The event was sponsored by Inspire Media Network and its founder, Chris Rosati. Chris is suffering from ALS. Doctors only give him a few years to live, and he's making the best of every single day. He and his group challenge students to come up with videos demonstrating how they can make people happy, and it's improving the world one smile at a time. Melissa, I was honored to be the MC. This is a wonderful event and a wonderful campaign that has touched a lot of people so far.
Sounds like some young people are doing some great things in our community.
Absolutely.
Well, Gerald, thank you for giving us that weekend wrap-up, and we'll look to hear from you next week.
Okay, Melissa, thank you.